Hey, what's doing with Great Public Music News? I'm Eric Deatherage. Acclaimed New York City jazz drummer Lawrence Low Leathers was found dead in the stairwell of his Bronx apartment building on Sunday afternoon. He was 37 years old. Authorities say Leathers was a victim of a physical dispute with his girlfriend and another man. They were both charged with manslaughter and criminal negligent homicide. Leathers was known for his swinging style of drumming and for backing singer Cecile McLaurin-Salvant on two Grammy-winning vocal jazz albums. Well, staying with jazz for a sec, you wouldn't figure Chrissy Hynde would fall into that category, but that's exactly what the Pretenders' mastermind has in mind for her forthcoming solo album, Valve Bone Woe, which features a 3-minute interpretation of the 23-minute long Charles Mingus original Meditation of a Pair of Wire Cutters, as well as jazz covers of Sinatra, the Beach Boys' Nick Drake, her ex Ray Davis, or is it Davies, and even Rodgers and Hammerstein. Wow. Hynde says while she is normally not interested in branching out from rock and roll, she grew up around jazz thanks to her brother's record collection, and she says she has a knack for it and melodious cover songs in general. Chrissy never wanted to be too modest. She will perform much of Valve Bone Woe alongside the LA Philharmonic at a special show at the Hollywood Bowl next month. Ah, prolific rocker is a title that Ryan Adams has assumed for quite a long time, maybe even Joseph Arthur, but you can maybe pass the baton to Ty Siegel. The multi-instrumentalist has announced a new record due in August called First Taste, and you can have a first taste of the record by checking out a kind of disturbing new video for the fuzzed out song Taste, in which Ty murders all his bandmates, not literally, but just a fantasy, and steals an article of clothing from each to make up a pretty cool outfit. Weird, right? Well, Ty put out a live record in March, and that was preceded by Freedom Goblin from 2018. Well, very sad day in music history, June 4th, 1997. That's when authorities found the body of Jeff Buckley in the Mississippi River. He had gone missing a week earlier when he went out for a swim. Birthdays, the late Tejano roots rocker Freddie Fender of the Texas Tornadoes, bassist Stefan Lessard of Dave Matthews Band, and Casey Chambers, the Aussie country singer-songwriter. And that is a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Deatherage. Rock on!